people probably don't believe that a little girl in the 1950s in the small city of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, who traveled much of her young life camping in Sault, Michigan and beyond, would actually want to build rockets. And in those days, I think if I had access to explosives, I might have launched the rockets. But I was sort of relegated to an era of plastic model rockets and building my own and from pieces of cardboard, etc. I think the imagination was really fueled by the amount of time I spent out in the natural world and looking at the stars. I mean, there's a lot that one can do on a computer for sure. But I do feel very much that I was invigorated as a child with my imagination to be able to have the building blocks of information from books and from teachers and from my parents, and to be sort of unbridled in my imagination to look at the stars in the night sky over Lake Superior. It was to do that and to look at the moon through binoculars for the first time, and all those kinds of things. And of course, I grew up at a time before Sputnik had even launched. It was at the very, very early days of satellites. So it was a time when you could even imagine the moon being made of green cheese if you wanted to, because nobody had been there to try to say, hey, that's not the way it is. So I think that those were very, very good times for me.
3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff. Liftoff of the Spatial Discovery in the first International Microgravity Laboratory.
In addition to your travels as a discovery astronaut, as a space shuttle astronaut, you are a doctor of philosophy and neuroscience, a doctor of medicine. Take us to that transition, though, to the mid-80s and becoming, moving into astronaut training. How did you get there?
Houston is now controlling. Discovery and crew are rolling on course.
Roll program.
Roger, roll, Discovery.
I had never given up the dream of being in space, and as a Canadian, even though I spent a lot of my time in the States, I had never really, as a Canadian, it was never really something that people, and I don't mean just women, but people, boys, girls, men, women, could aspire to, because there wasn't the position available. And I followed the space shuttle. I saw the space shuttle in the early days and the first group of women astronauts that were recruited by NASA because of the space shuttle program. I mean, that was a huge turning point for my ability to be in space. And during all that time, I pursued my interest in scientific research, always keeping an eye out on space medicine. And when I finished my training in Boston and back in Toronto, I just kept on with the aviation connections. I kept reading about space travel. I kept reading about all these things that fired my imagination when I was younger. And I always believed, and still obviously to this day, that physicians, even if you have test pilots and you have engineers going in space, you'll always need doctors.
Dr. Roberta Bondar, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
We have a go for main engine start. We have three main engines up and running. 3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff. Liftoff of the spaceship.